Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show.
Each episode, we bring you news
and interviews with local businesses, discuss business tips
and advice on how to get started or the best out of your business.
Welcome to Buzz Talk Business Show.
Hi everyone, Tammy here. We are back at the Login Lounge in Camberley and today I have the wonderful Nikki with me. Hi Nikki.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today and your wonderful dog Bella. Nikki is here to talk to us about AIE for all. So Nikki, if you could explain a bit about it for me.
Yeah, AIE for all stands for Access, Inclusion, Equality for All, and it's I'm a wheelchair user with an assistant dog, obviously, and I just got sick and tired of them knowing where I could get in business-wise.
Yeah.
So I can, with her, I can't plan a day out because I never know when I can toilet her or where is accommodating for her. So I would always have to look at, the local area of where I was going. I could never just go somewhere.
Just leave and be okay everywhere. You have to pre-plan. Yeah. And I imagine sometimes it's difficult to be spontaneous as well because you've got to think, well, I don't know if I'll be able to take Bella or, is the place accessible for your wheelchair as well? Do you feel that it is improving?
Yeah, it's improving, but there is a long way to go.
What do you feel is one of the biggest things at the moment that needs improving?
To be honest, staff training, more than physical changes, staff training needs to be improved.
Because we were discussing briefly before we came on is that there's a lot of things that staff don't know legally as well, you've had quite a few instances of having to deal with that because your situation with Bella and you've been refused entry.
Yeah, and they, even if you provide evidence to show it's illegal and these are my rights, they don't listen. They just sort of dismiss you.
That's not right. It's something definitely needs changing because you should be able to go and enjoy these places just like me or anyone else. So with your website, what are the things that you've put in place to help? And I guess doing things like this, you go and make awareness. What is the type of things that you're doing for that?
My scheme will have a printed resource on the window of a business or like a shop or something so that it states we have a ramp, we have a step, we have whatever.
Yeah.
In regards to accessibility, also I will have a rating which shows which companies have invested in staff training. So we have three types of training. One to do with service dogs and entitlement. One is disability awareness and one is BSL.
Yeah.
For customers and staff. And if a business chooses all three, they get a gold star. If they choose two, they get a silver. Choose one, bronze. And then users can see who, business-wise, who've financially invested into training because they see it as a priority.
It is something that needs to be a lot more out there, a lot more dealt with. So with your website, is this something you're thinking of having an area list to show people?
Yeah.
So we're going out today. Let's check the map. I'm in Camberley. This is showing who's got a gold star, who's got a silver star. That's great. I can go there because they'll fully be able to adapt. They've got adaptions for me. Do you have all that on your website or is it growing?
It's been developed. It's not finished yet.
It's a big development, isn't it? Because that's, and I imagine as more places do it, that you've got to keep adding to it and having that managed. What's been your feedback from companies on this? I imagine there's companies that actually are keen to learn.
Yeah, loads of them have said it's needed. It's really needed. And there are other schemes available, but no one knows about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if you don't know about them, how can you use them?
Yeah. I can imagine they'd feel quite, they probably feel, the ones that don't have certain adaptions, they probably actually feel quite guilty that they can't help. Like, you may go to a restaurant where you'd love to be able to go sit in the upstairs balcony area or outside. Oh, I'm really sorry, we haven't got a lift or we haven't got any sort of adaptions, but we are looking to get that done.
Yeah, it just gives, it kind of makes them aware of their own accessibility.
Yeah.
Because some business owners know they have to be accessible, but are a bit oblivious to how. So it literally just stays as is.
And as we're saying with dogs, a lot of people are really unaware of where the rights stand when it comes to having service dogs, aren't they?
Yeah, because my local town is Basingstoke and they're dog friendly. So they allow dogs everywhere. So if I turn up with her, I have to kind of prove that she's a working dog.
So do you have to keep something with you, not just the fact that she's got her bash on? Do you have to have something with you as some sort? Do you have any documentation, or do you have to always?
I've got my ID book in my bag, which if you're registered, you have to legally carry the book with you.
Do you get asked for that often, or do people just trust and see?
It's kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
Luckily, because I'm in a wheelchair, they just take it as a given that she's working.
But this is really great, not just for people like yourself with wheelchair users, but other disabilities as well.
Yeah.
As I mentioned before, we know someone who is almost completely blind. And she was saying when she was going down certain steps in places, she said, if it was just, there was a different colour code, what was it you said it was called?
It's called step nosing.
That's it. That if there was something there, then she could just about see that difference. But because they're completely black, she can't see when she's going down steps or somewhere else where it is just one block colour. She said having something like that in these public places, in restaurants, anywhere that is public where, you know, you've got to go through, then they need to change those step designs to accommodate people who are have a partial sight or anything like that.
A lot of the time is businesses aren't aware what is their options. Like, they're not all not wanting to help. They just don't know how.
Yeah. And some of them don't even realise until it's brought up. And it's like, I mean, I didn't in a few of the places I went to when I was with that person who was partially blind. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. I just walk down the steps and don't think anything of it. So what's your, no pun intended, what's the next move to do all this?
I am trying to get as much awareness as I can. I need financial investment. And I'm doing as many like events as I can to try and raise awareness.
That's fantastic.
And I've done a business plan, I've done a pitch deck. So I'm just looking for people who want to join in and help me.
Is that starting to take off?
Yeah, I've got a crowdfunding page, which is just for general people, but I'm approaching investors.
Wow, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. And I think it's a really great awareness to bring to companies, especially, and towns to do all this to make it more accessible for people like yourself. I think that's fantastic. Is there anything else you want to share with us today, Nikki? So Jack will put mention about the website link, and maybe even we could get the link for you for the GoFundMe to put onto this as well. Yeah. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we are always looking for existing and new businesses to talk to. So if you'd like to be part of our Buzz Talk business show, email us at info@buzzpodcast.co.uk. You can find us on Apple, Amazon, Google and Spotify. And remember to check our website, buzzpodcast.co.uk. So till next time, stay positive and we can help push your business forward.